President-elect Joe Biden says his sweeping $2 trillion infrastructure plan would help create millions of jobs while fighting climate change and investing in basic needs like drinking water. Liam Niemeyer reports advocates and researchers throughout the Ohio Valley hope the plan can bring new life to the region in the form of cleaner energy, cleaner water, and accessible rural internet.
David Mindshines, teachers, staff, and students have sacrificed a lot this year amid the pandemic. But he's proud of the resilience they've shown, a mentality he sees from another historical event.
I think this is a lifelong impact. I think in a decade from now, we will see that this will be similar to going through the Great Depression.
He's the assistant superintendent of Ballard County Schools, a rural Kentucky district of about 1,100 students who've been forced to move again to all virtual learning because of teachers quarantined from potential COVID-19 exposure. His teachers have stepped up, learning new online programs to engage students through a computer screen. But the district has one advantage many Ohio Valley schools don't have: fast internet across the county.
We have 100% of our households have the opportunity to have 1 gigabyte access to broadband technology. That's amazing. There aren't many counties, rural counties in the nation that have that access for their community.
The county's telephone cooperative invested in fiber optic broadband that has made virtual learning vastly easier for the district. Advocates for better rural internet access are excited about the potential in the Biden infrastructure plan.
It's essential to participate in the 21st century economy.
That's Marty Newell, leader of the Rural Broadband Policy Group, associated with the Center for Rural Strategies in Eastern Kentucky. The Biden plan includes a $20 billion investment in broadband build-out. But Newell also appreciates how the plan advocates for the Digital Equity Act. It's legislation that would help educate people why they should sign on to broadband. He compared it to how his grandpa finally got electricity as a Kentucky dairy farmer.
He saw that the milking machines, if they were electric, it was a whole lot better notion than him doing it by hand.
Another key aspect in the Biden plan is something more foundational: clean water. Mary Cromer with the Appalachian Citizens Law Center is representing Martin County, Kentucky residents in cases investigating chronic water leaks and shutoffs at their local water district. Cromer says struggling water utilities in central Appalachia don't have funds to make much-needed repairs to their systems, and stimulus from Biden's plan could help places like Martin County.
There is no real easy answer there other than we've got to have some assistance coming in to help the district get out of the hole.
Biden's plan stresses environmental justice and the need to combat climate change. He says his plan would create millions of jobs in part by massive production of clean energy products such as solar panels and wind turbines. Ted Bettner at the think tank Ohio River Valley Institute compares it to how building the Appalachian Highway system boosted regional economies.
Instead of connecting rural areas to metropolitan areas, we need to be able to connect into the clean energy economy.
But Bettner says it remains to be seen if Biden's clean energy vision can be realized with the potential of a Republican-controlled Senate. He says Ohio Valley stakeholders need to have a voice in this infrastructure investment.
Putting large-scale investment and transition into our economy, if we don't deliver on that, I think the repercussions could be very bad.
Failure to act could mean more people feeling disenfranchised with far less economic opportunity. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.